And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
How they keep scoring the Olympics just doesn't seem fair. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Besides badminton teams being kicked out for being, well, bad on purpose, crooked officiating and other stupid things that happen in what is supposed to be the greatest sporting extravaganza in the world, perhaps the dumbest element of all the Olympics is the medal count. Why do they give out gold, silver, and bronze medals if they all count the same, except for a lower step on the platform? As of Thursday afternoon, after Michael Phelps won yet another medal, his record 20th and a gold, it was a two-country race between the U.S. and China. Both had 18 gold medals. The U.S. had 9 silver and 10 bronze, while China had 11 and 5 respectively. Add all those up, as the way they keep score, and America was ahead 37-34 in the total medal count. But isn't that a silly way to do it? Like cricket, where every hit is a single. If they made a gold medal more valuable than a silver and a bronze the least valuable, they would have a more accurate competition on how the countries did. Say every gold was worth 5 points, every silver 3 points, and each bronze 2 points. As of Thursday, we would still be ahead on points, 137 to 134. But in past Olympiads, countries have won the most total medals but not had the most golds. That's exactly what happened in Beijing, when China had the most golds but we had the most overall. That sounds wrong to me. If they all have the same value, why don't they just say, hey, top three, take these, put them around your neck, and stand up here together on the platform and give us a big hug. Now, keeping track of total medals by an individual is a different story because that demonstrates sustained excellence by an athlete over a long period of time. Phelps went to London clearly to come home with the most medals ever won by an Olympic athlete. He accomplished that Wednesday night, added one more Thursday afternoon, and had a chance to win two more to make his possible career haul an amazing 22. But to determine which country had the best overall showing in a single Olympics, the medals need to be weighted. Let's call it the gold standard. This is our chance. See ya.